this couldn't wait. It couldn't wait, y'all. Today, the 17th of May, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, been with the BFO since
it exited the birth canal.
Yes, and y'all, she's just one of the kindest people that you'll ever meet. She is the number one ambassador of the Faroe Islands, and most importantly, the number one fan of the BFO, y'all. It is none other than the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Miss Kim
Beaver. We love Miss Beaver.
It's true, and y'all, if it's Miss Beaver's celebration of exiting the birth canal, it can only mean one thing. It is also the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of someone who hadn't been at the BFO since day one, but has shows up regularly.
Yes, we've had it just like a colonic explosion.
It's true, y'all. I am talking about the host of the little show, infrequent little show. Here's Poodle Big Betty, y'all. It is my co-host, and some people say the voice of my mother, Big Betty. Y'all, it is none other than the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the Poodle McNoodle Big Betty.
You're so kind. Oh, Squeaky Bacon came. Oh, true.
So, y'all, if you see Miss Beaver or Poodle on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or Big Betty, just, I'm not on any of those. If you see me on the street corner, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope there damn well better be a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3987. The BFO for Wednesday the 17th of May 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I'm sure we're going to get some voiceless. Big Betty, you need to be making a cake.
Good morning, Big Betty.
Bonjour, Big Betty.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, wishing us good morning today. Y'all, I'm not sure who that first one was. It just came in on Monday, and y'all, it's the whispering. Is someone from Tennessee? I don't know if it was Captain D or maybe Chris or somebody else. And then we had our French ticklers from the Enormous. And finally, that was Mean Keen. Well, good morning, everyone.
He takes nipper walks around.
Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, I love the Fatty the Pooh song. It's true, and how perfect that the Fatty the Pooh song came on your birthday. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. Okay, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, you know, the Nup stopped by while I was recording, and then he left in the middle of the recording. After he left, I just watched the the news, and I recorded the LFC with old Vega. It posted, within minutes. He bounced it and posted it within minutes of us finishing, and then let's see, what was I saying? Watched the Jeopardy. And, then I watched the Jeopardy Masters. Y'all, by the way, the Jeopardy was real good on Monday night. Y'all, they had two champions competing. And, y'all, I gotta say, the one that won, I mean, he just absolutely smeared the other two contestants. anyway, y'all, the Jeopardy Masters was very good, and y'all, it's just such a great competition. Y'all, there's lots of gameplay. That's what I like about the Jeopardy Masters, is lots of gameplay, and y'all, there are lots of questions that are y'all, that's some potato chips. There are lots of questions that even the Masters don't know, but anyway, y'all, it's good, and it's on Tuesday night and Wednesday night this week, and then three nights next week. So let's see. After that, y'all, I didn't have time to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. So after the Jeopardy Masters, I went back and I watched it, because, y'all, I recorded it every day, because, you know, you can't pass up on that. But y'all, and at about the midway point of Jeopardy Masters, I took the go-to-bed pills, and y'all, by the time the second half of Jeopardy Masters and the news had played, y'all, I was sitting in the chair just kind of like, but y'all, went on to bed, woke up a little bit earlier than normal, about 6:15, I guess, and very rusted, and got up and had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, had a little English muffin for my breakfast, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Y'all, it is hot. It's it's going to the upper 90s, not the upper 90s, the upper 80s to around 90 Tuesday and Wednesday, and y'all, just, and the humidity, horrible. So, needless to say, Big Fatty was sweaty, and I got back and watered my little trees out back. Usually water them once a week, and I think Veda did it last fall, right? But I usually do it on Tuesday, because that corresponds with when I go see Olive. And then, y'all,
got my share, and now here I am sitting waiting for Hortensia. Y'all, Hortensia is indeed coming back on to, I say, Tuesday, and y'all, I'm not sure what happened last month, but I'm going to just make sure that she was okay, and yes, Big Betty is a good Samaritan, yes, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been the day. Yes, Big Betty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Fart pants, bacon. Okay, so I got to give it to the team who moved all this stuff into this townhouse. And then I checked the P.O. box and there was something in it.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream. Wish it a good heart. Send your wish, will come true.
So it's a gift from Kathy Marshall. And so let me get this opened here once. This looks like a skull job. Hold on a second. All right, and I just cut myself. Thanks. You know, smelly stink pot, he knows I cannot run anything sharp or whatever, but I got it opened and oh my gosh, she wrote a novella. Fart pants. You know how much, oh my gosh, I'm not going to read this on the show or whatever, but let's see what this little gift is. Yeah, oh, I love, who doesn't love this? Watch this, fart pants. You're going to be so jealous, but watch this. I know what I'm doing this afternoon. I'm popping bubbles. Ooh, Christmas in Aggieland collector's ornament. Oh my gosh, it has a number on it. Nice. This is so cool. It's got a little velvet case and you open it and it is Christmas in Aggieland, 1994. Texas A&M University. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Okay, I'm sure the story is in the Whatchamacallit, but if you want to be gifted with such a beautiful prize by such a lovely, completely funny.
Big Betty, why did you hang up on Miss Bacon? I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. The mechanical cut off, but rest assured. Rest assured, Miss Bacon called back. Yes, Big Betty.
I'm sure the story is in the Whatchamacallit, but if you want to be gifted with such a beautiful prize by such a lovely, completely funny and amazing human, then I guess you better play the so-so question, mediocre question month, and have great submissions like me. And then you can get prizes and gifts too. So I'm gonna go now and read the love letter she sent me. Thank you, Kathy. Woodhaven.
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, it sounds like you did hang up on her. Well, I don't know what happened there, but it happened, and we're just gonna stick with it. Y'all, Miss Bacon posted a picture. She posted a picture. Big Fatty, this all sounds very familiar. Are you sure you didn't play that already? No, I didn't. I don't think. But anyway, Miss Bacon posted a picture of things that you run across when you're moving, and y'all, she had a Charlie Brown crema tree in that picture, and the Texas A&M ointment was on the crema tree. So I don't know if any of y'all are still on the Twitty or not, but if not, you should be. Yes, be pretty. So y'all, just got a couple of things on my list here that I thought I'd just kind of tie up some loose ends. Big Fanny, did you see Mr. Cackle? Mr. Cackle and the Crispies, they are doing a new little show. And y'all, it is called Blime Guides Gay Advice. And it's a giant BG and some plants or something on it. So y'all, I think it's the same feed as all the other incarnations of Mr. Cackle shows. So anyway, if you're so interested, go take a listen to that. Y'all also, speaking of Mr. Cackle, old Crooked Hat last week admitted on his little show that Mr. Cackle was correct. Mr. Cackle was correct. Crooked Hat has hired a lawn service. He is no longer cutting his grass. Y'all, it was just too much. It was too much. And y'all, then on Monday's little show, old Crooked Hat, y'all, I gotta give him credit. You know, he's one of these that, oh, I don't want to get on the scale. I don't know. I don't want to know how Porky I am, and I'm not going to tell my weight, but y'all, he did get on the scale on Saturday. He'd been on Weight Watchers for 3 weeks, and y'all, he's holding himself accountable. I think he said he was 195 point something pounds, but he'd been on it 3 weeks, so he was well over 200 when he started. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Now, Poodle, you know, I know you, you like kick. Yes, Benny. How about, for something different this year, why don't you go to the Vons East with me today? Because, you know, they have the good, Taylor the Latte Boy approved, cake with the buttercream frosting. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm touching myself in ways Miss Beaver would enjoy. And you pick out a cake that you would like for there. Big Fatty, that may be the sweetest thing ever. And Poodle and Miss Beaver, I think everyone joins me in saying I'll let Miss Beaver blow out the candle. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.